This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. With high temperatures and humidity in the forecast this week, the National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning across western Wisconsin. The extreme heat warning declaration is made when the National Weather Service determines the heat index to be 105 or higher during the day and 75 or higher at night for a two-day period. The heat index is measured by how hot it actually feels outside rather than just the temperature, factoring in humidity, wind conditions, and exposure to full sunshine. With the extreme heat warning, residents are being reminded to take precautions against various heat-related negative health effects. People should be on the lookout for signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke, like muscle cramps, nausea, and heavy sweating. Drivers should also be wary of pavement buckling, which occurs when weather conditions go from cool to hot too quickly, causing pavement slabs to expand and push against each other. Pavement buckles when the pressure from those expanding slabs becomes too great, creating unexpected dips or bumps in the roadway. A project to paint at least a dozen murals around the city of Menominee this year is reaching its completion. The Murals in Menominee project aimed to transform the city into a more vibrant and walkable community, celebrating local artists and history. City officials are also hoping the new murals will draw more visitors to Menominee, providing a boost for local businesses. The Community Foundation of Dunn County began raising the funding for the project earlier this year to cover feeding and housing the artists, purchasing supplies, and preparing the walls for painting. A Prairie Farm man was killed in a Dunn County motorcycle crash last week. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, 51-year-old Jeremy Snitker was riding his motorcycle on County Road K in the town of New Haven at around 4:45 p.m. on Friday when he collided with a semi-truck. The initial investigation found that Snitker was traveling southbound when he crossed over the center line and the collision occurred in the northbound lane. He was airlifted to Regents Hospital, where he was later pronounced deceased. None of the semi-truck occupants were reported injured. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Another dramatic Brewers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers battled back, down 3-0 to the Reds last night. Bottom of the eighth, tied 3-3, and Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz, with a runner on base, up to bat. He was 0-3 so far for the night. Jeff Levering.
Fly ball to center, back is Friedel, still back at the warning track, and it's gone!
The Brewers held on to win 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy.
The whole team is so happy for him. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's really special.
I asked Ortiz, what was it like hearing 28,000 fans as he rounded the bases, chanting his name?
It's fun. You know, it makes you want to, you know, come through. You know, the fans pay money to come watch us and want us to win. And that's our job, is to compete and win ball games. And, you know, to be able to come through for the team and the fans, it's pretty special.
It's the Brewers and the Reds again tonight from AmFam Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Chippewa Valley Weather.
Sunny, hot, and humid today with scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon. A couple of those could be on the strong side. We'll get to 93 for a high with a heat index 100 or better. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, low of 71. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Still muggy, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.